ABC News.
Hello, Glenn Lauder with a finance update. The US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell insists the US banking system is sound and resilient, with strong capital and liquidity. The Fed's again raised interest rates by a quarter of a percent, taking them to the highest level since 2007. It marks the ninth consecutive rise, and Mr. Powell hints more hikes could follow. New research shows most Australian landlords would get better returns putting their money into superannuation than they do in the residential property market. Analysis by data platform PEXA and property managers Longview has found unexpected costs and frequently poor property management affected returns, with half of all investment properties leaving the rental market within 5 years. The gas producer Esso is warning the number of wells it operates in the Bass Strait could halve in 2 years. The company's commercial director David Berman's told a Sydney conference new gas production will need to meet demand in southern Australia. He says their Gippsland wells have shrunk from 122 in 2010 to 68 currently, but he expects that number to drop to just 36 by next winter. Eight celebrities, including the boxer Jake Paul, American actress Lindsay Lohan and rapper Akon, have been charged with participating in an illegal crypto scheme. The US Securities and Exchange Commission alleges the group used their social media platforms to push crypto tokens without revealing they were being paid to promote them. The Australian share markets ended lower off the back of the US Fed's decision, the ASX 200 down 0.6%. Asian shares have had mixed responses, with Tokyo's Nikkei Index and China's Shanghai Composite both lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng is up. ABC News.